The Yakima Nation is building up its little-known buffalo herd. So off the radar, many tribal members don't even know it exists. The plan is to help Yakima Nation members become more food sovereign. Correspondent Courtney Flatt takes us to the herd.
A buffalo herd is a rare sight in Washington, but on the edge of the Yakima River, not far from an interstate among the hop and corn fields, nearly 200 buffalo roam just outside of the small farming town of Toppenish.
You could feel them running towards you, their power behind them, and especially when they're all bunching up, they're all bumping off each other, and you can hear the grunts and their breath and their bodies moving.
That's Darwin Soxii. He's managed the Yakima Nation buffalo herd based at the tribe's Sadus Ranch over the past 5 years. When Soxii first started working here, he says he would walk around with the buffalo just to let them know he was there.
They knew I was there, and we kind of got that respect now that they know when I'm there. I'm not there to hurt them, I'm just there to help them out.
The tribe first started developing a herd in the early 90s.
You could tell that they're thinking if you look at them. They're trying to figure things out right away.
2 years ago, the Intertribal Buffalo Council awarded the Yakima Nation a family group of 26 buffalo from Yellowstone. The lead biologist at the Yakima program, Christy Olney, says the plan was to create genetic diversity within the herd.
Yellowstone, they're more pure, more wild, free-roaming herd.
That means fewer bovine genetics, which could eventually make the meat even leaner. It's all a part of a plan to increase food sovereignty for tribal members, says Tribal Council member Casey McWallahy. Traditionally, he says, tribal members gather, hunt, and fish.
And those have always been the main staples in our diets, and that kept our people healthy.
While buffalo aren't part of the Yakima Nation's culturally important foods, Wallahy says some Yakima hunters traveled east. Buffalo bones have been found here, as well as hides. Tribal ancestors traded for buffalo long ago at the region's largest trading center for centuries, Celilo Falls on the Columbia River.
People would come from Montana, Dakotas, come this way and trade for their bison, and we would give them our salmon.
Yakima Nation member Jonathan Brown started buying buffalo meat last year.
Our freezer is full.
Now he says it's a main staple for his family.
We do a spaghetti, of course patties. We just mix it with rice, and we just kind of be creative with it. We make buffalo chili. I think that's my favorite thing. With fried bread, of course.
Back on the ranch, there's a freezer full of meat.
The packages that sell the most are the hamburger and the stew meat.
The tribe has so successfully bred and raised its herd that biologists and tribal members from the Confederated Tribes of the Warm Springs in Central Oregon toured the ranch to get some advice.
This is the alleyways that we use to bring the buffalo in.
So you're just bringing them in once a year then?
Yeah.
The Warm Springs tribe says it's considering starting its own buffalo herd. The goal for the Yakima Nation is to sustain around 200 buffalo on a healthy pasture, and one day be able to donate meat to the Tribal Head Start Program, Casino Daycare, and the Elders Program. Right now, the Buffalo Program is self-funded through meat sales.
So the buffalo have to pay for themselves, so everything that the buffalo make just comes right back into them.
First, they have to get the word out to more people than just the neighbors. Soxii says when the herd wants to move, it moves, and sometimes escapes. He's gotten calls to help bring the herd back from Granger, roughly 7 miles away. Another time,
they jumped the Yakima River. They were making their way to Mapton.
That's 9 miles in the opposite direction. But he says the program is heading just where it's supposed to go.
It's really good food. It's good meat to eat. So yeah, I just kind of want to bring that back here to our tribe to let them know that too.
I'm Courtney Flatt in Sadus, Washington.